after her husband and the children had headed off to their various destinations. Our typical American housewife decided to get a load of wash started in the washing machine. She headed for the basement directly from the breakfast table, still dressed only in her nightie and a house coat. She had loaded up the machine when she happened to notice that she had spilled something, either a piece of toast buttered side down or some dribbled coffee or something on her house coat. So she took it off and tossed it in with the rest of the wash. Then our heroine filled up one of the laundry tubs and proceeded to rinse out a few personal items by hand. Before long, she noticed that the steam was starting to wilt her hairdo. And rather than trek all the way back upstairs again, she looked around in the basement for something that she might put on to protect her hair. The only thing she could find that might possibly do the trick was her small son's football helmet. So she pulled it on, and it didn't fit too badly. So in her nightie and her football helmet, she went on about her work. Suddenly, the door upstairs crashed open, and a large masculine voice hollered out, "Meter man!" This was followed immediately by loud clomping on the stairs leading to the basement, where our heroine was standing transfixed with horror. She looked wildly about for some shelter. The only haven she could spot and had time to seek out in this emergency was under the stairwell. She made a desperate scramble for it, and then hunkered down and held her breath. The meter man clomped on down the stairs, went about his business, finished, and clomped back up the stairs again without a single word. When our girl heard the outside door open again, she felt free to straighten up and catch her breath once more. Then this same masculine voice hollers back down the stairs,